This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing?
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best?
Yes.
A 0. This sucks.
Damn, Dre. Let me hear that one.
There you go, Draymond.
Damn, Dre.
And that right there is why Draymond's going to be really, really good at that when he retires, because he's honest. He's honest Damn. About how he feels. Now, you know, there's maybe a little bit more to it than that. You know, him being a part of the generation of players that led to the All-Star game being like this, but that wasn't what he was asked. He was asked what he thought of this year's All-Star game, and he gave an honest answer about it. And I can't say that I disagree with a lot of what he said. It is kind of ridiculous to, when you're having an All-Star, no offense to the young guys. The young guys got to play in their thing on Friday. That's good. They've always had that. That's nice. Mm-hmm. We don't need Hall of Famers playing against 19-year-olds.
He's right.
On the All-Star
game. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, they don't.
Go back to East and West.
Earn your
and
way there.
With
or East or West or U.S.
Or
versus US the world. Or
and be done with it. Because everything
whatever.
Else, the captains thing, I thought the captain thing was pretty cool. You know,
the what?
The way they had captains, they picked
the Yeah, I thought that was
thought
okay.
That was fine.
It was okay.
You know,
the
watch,
game wasn't good.
Yeah, but I watched that part about it and everything. But yeah, I mean, they're going to have to figure this out. And, you know, I love David Stern as the commissioner. He couldn't make them play harder. These players want, this is what they want to do.
But
I
think it's a process that's led to it.
What do you mean?
Like, I think so many things have been, because it's not just the All-Star game that's like, oh, these guys don't want to play hard in the All-Star game.
No,
it's a symptom of like 40 different concessions that were made to where now, because Adam Silver has handed the league over to the guys.
Yes.
Which in some ways is good. Obviously, in other ways,
it's
like
not.
This,
right.
It isn't. David Stern would never let that happen.
No.
He would have never. You can't do that.
Those sitting
no,
out.
No, we're not negotiating that.
Sitting out and all that stuff.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, I agree with that.
And he would have said no to whatever the 40 concessions were. He would have said no to 30 of them. So it would be 75% less
is,
there.
My thing is like, where you going to go?
To what?
If you tell the player, like, I'm mad. Where you going to go?
Where you going to go? Spain?
I mean, I know they play some good ball over there, but it ain't this.
Well, then be my guest.
Yeah,
go on over
yeah.
there.
It
go,
ain't
go
this
with,
right here.
Go with, what's the annoying guy's name? That celebrated the play-in win. What's his name? Pat Bev.
Oh.
Go play with Pat Bev.
Hey, where he at? In Feliz? I don't know where he at.
Somewhere in Europe.
Okay. Yeah.
Not in the NBA.
Yeah, somewhere over there.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Haven't missed him.
Yep, not one bit.
Haven't missed him.
Take your ass over there,
yeah,
man.
I know. They like they completely misplayed the leverage of being the NBA. Like, you're the NBA. You have the trump card.
Yes.
Okay, leave. We're not doing all this stuff.
Yeah. But, I
but
mean,
you
but,
have, and here
but
you
that's
go.
What I'm saying, but it's just, I always get a kick out of the reaction, thinking, what did y'all think was going to happen? Like, it is what it is. I mean, but that's why I said the game is – everything has changed about sports. I mean, we in every facet, it's not just the NBA, it's the NFL, it's the damn baseball. Everything is just changing to a point where, you know, you got to get used to it or don't watch it.
That's right.
It's not going to change.
Yeah, then just
it's not going to go back to being a physical. I don't want to watch no 91 to 89 NBA game. Sorry, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that. I like seeing points and things like that. Now, I could do without all of them. Three uncontested and unwarranted, but I just don't want to go back to
I think
that.
There's a happy
the
medium.
The hand checking and
I
all
think
that
there's
stuff.
A happy medium though. Between like some of the new thing and tempo and shooting and right. all that. And physicality and defense and effort. Because I think that's
what it is.
I think
a lot of it is.
I think it's physicality and effort.
That's what exactly
think,
what it is.
I think that's
I think effort what it is.
I think that's why hockey won the weekend over the NBA All-Star game. Because you turn into
there's
those
fights.
Games. Well, they're playing.
They're fighting.
They're trying.
They're fighting.
And they're fighting too.
Yeah,
but also,
fighting.
Like, there's dudes out there, like, you can tell it matters to them.
Right. But that's what I'm
that's
saying.
All you weird,
but,
really
but,
want.
But the thing about it is there's some I hate that phrase.
Effort and energy.
Because there's some sports that you got
to
do it. Like hockey, you
have
can't
to.
Half-ass in hockey.
Well, that's why I give the NFL credit I mean? For being like, you know what? You guys are going to do this in the Pro Bowl? It's
because,
a flag football
because
game.
When they came out,
it's not, we're going to be real. We're not going to even pretend.
Andy, we were embarrassed as alums of the NFL that last Pro Bowl
yeah.
with pads on.
Yep.
We were like, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all are having a walkthrough in pads.
Right. But that's what I give the NFL credit
like,
for.
What the
being
hell?
Like, reality is, so we're not going to do a charade.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the NBA, everybody's like, make with it.
Yeah.
Nah, man. Like, if the guys don't want, then stop doing it. Like, simple as that.
Yeah.
You just get the honor of being an all-star, and then Mr. Beast plays Kai Cenat in one-on-one.
Yeah. Let it go like that.
And Mac McClung wins it. No offense to him. He does very good dunks. But he's not in the NBA.
He plays for the Magic.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, I thought he had a Magic jersey.
He signed a 10-day contract. Not in the NBA.
Did he sign a 10-day to beat the dunk
yeah.
contest?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Not in the NBA. And again, he's amazing at dunk contest dunks. Like, he's creative,
yeah.
obviously spends a lot of time thinking about it. Like, the dude can jump really high. It's,
yeah.
it's marvelous.
But that's what I'm saying.
But he's not in the NBA.
Whatever, man.
And then every year we do the same dumb thing where it's like some star is like, ooh, this makes me want to do it.
Yeah.
And then next year comes around and they're like, hey, Ja, remember when you said maybe you wanted to do it? And he's
yeah.
like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I'm good.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Cool.
I was caught up in the moment. Yeah.
I was so excited yeah. about Mac McClung.
Yeah, whatever.
I was
caught up in the damn moment.
There was some cool sports that got played over the weekend. That Four Nations thing in hockey is fun
yes.
as hell, man.
Yes.
That's been awesome.
Yes, and then the big ones on Thursday
yeah, man.
And everything like
rematch.
That. Rematch. Yeah, the fights. I mean, that's what it was.
They had three fights in 9 seconds.
Yes.
It was incredible.
That was like, okay, you get one, I get one, and you get another.
Yeah, and the two of them were brothers.
And this is and let you go.
They're like, all right, we're gonna punch these Canadians in the head.
Let's
that's
go.
Gonna get the third one. They might that U.S. guy maybe shouldn't have done that. That number 55 for Canada is an absolute monster.
And
you shouldn't. He picked the wrong guy on that
it
one.
It seems like that's what he's there for. He don't want to score no goals. He don't do nothing.
Come here.
Let me just whip your ass real quick.
Man. U.S. won the game. So yeah, now they play Canada again in a rematch on Thursday for again the Four Nations. It's a replacement for the All-Star game.
Yes.
Cool. And do that, NBA.
Yeah.
Let them fight each other and play for your countries.
Why not?
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, why not? But that's what I'm saying. But the hockey All-Star game's always been better, though.
Has it?
Yeah, it's always
be honest,
been good.
I don't
they
think
have
I've ever watched
they
the hockey
have
All-Star
different
game.
Events and everything like this. Yeah. It's always been better than this.
I don't know what they did to get me this time, but they got me this time. I don't know. I've never watched a hockey All-Star game in my life.
Right.
And then this was on, and I was like, I'll check this out. With the U.S. versus Finland? Okay, we can watch that. And by the end of it, I hate people from Finland. Like, I don't know what it is.
It had that kind of effect on you?
Well, because, you know, the Finns and the Swedes have a long history.
And you're Swedish.
I'm a lot more Swedish.
Yeah, yeah. That always slips my mind right there, thinking about that.
But that is, like, some of what makes international soccer great is, like, actual real-life history.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Real-life hate.
Like, we hate them because we were in a war with them
yeah.
100 years
yes.
ago. Like, damn, all right,
yes.
That's way better than, like, that guy slept with that guy's Instagram model girlfriend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like,
maybe that's where
more.
The war started, was somebody slept with somebody's
yeah,
wife.
Means,
who knows?
It means more. Like,
yeah, but, like, Sweden yeah. and Finland have this border history of hundreds of years mm-hmm. going back.
Right.
They genuinely don't like
right.
each other. So they're out there playing hockey against each other for,
it's,
like,
it's personal.
Geopolitics.
Yeah, it's
you know?
Personal, dude.
It is.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can't fabricate that.
Like, the person, and that could be another thing also, you know, when you talk about something being personal, it's going to be more physical.
Yeah.
I don't want to kick your teeth in.
Yeah. Well, the Canadians are booing the national anthem.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's personal.
So the Americans are kind of mad about it,
yeah.
Booing our song.
Hell
all
yeah.
Right, we're going to fight you.
What the hell wrong with y'all?
It's great.
What's wrong with y'all? Eh?
I love it.
Go get after the ass.
I love that they fought them for it.
Yes.
I love that they did it. I love
yes.
it. I love that there's a genuine
but Andy,
dislike there.
But they don't have genuine dislikes in the NBA.
No, nah, everybody's best
everybody,
friends.
They've been hanging with each other since they were 9.
Yep.
You know, on this old AAU circuit. So they grew up knowing each other. I have no problem with that.
I know. It might actually be better.
Yeah, I have no problem with
people
that.
People are, like, more well-adjusted.
But it's like
treating it as it's
like
supposed to be.
You can't, like, there's certain, we talked about this, it's Cade Cunningham and what's the other boy from Houston?
Yeah, Jalen Green.
That's a rival. They don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, they don't like each other. Like, you have a couple of those around there. And I think when it starts younger, it gets better. You know what I mean? Like, you can't – LeBron, old ass, can't go back and say, I hate Kevin Durant.
No, LeBron can't have, like, a new rival now.
He can't have no new rival now. You know? So maybe it's start right there.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Because, like, anybody that would have maybe been LeBron's rival has been his teammate at some point,
yeah,
pretty
like
much.
The only person that has it, Kevin Durant.
And Steph.
And Steph.
But they're, like, all best buddies.
They're buddies now.
Yeah.
They hated each other when LeBron was in Cleveland. He moves out to the West Coast, and now they boys.
You guys want
to
get brunch?
Yeah.
Let's meet in the middle.
Yeah, we'll meet in –
We'll meet in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
It's not really the middle, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, there are no dislike.
No.
And it's okay not to like people.
I know.
I just think.
You don't have to like everybody.
You should not like everybody.
You can't like it. Because if you like everybody, then you don't like everybody.
Yeah, you should
know what
not.
I mean?
There is no way that you like everybody.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't.
If you don't have
it's
a bad day every
possible.
Once in a while, then you don't ever actually have good days.
Yeah, it's not humanly possible to like everybody.
You can't.
Yeah, like that person who parked in the parking lot today took up 2 spaces. I hate that person.
Yeah, good.
You know what I mean?
Good.
I hate you.
Yeah, and if you were squaring off against him in a sporting competition,
yeah.
You'd want to stick it to him even harder.
Over there. And now, that's one thing I heard a lot in, like I said, with the LA, that damn squabble, boy. That's squabble up.
Squabble up.
Like every 3 minutes.
I heard Drake's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Got a new album, and everyone was saying it was great.
That's good. I mean, I haven't listened to it.
Neither have
I. But, I mean, yeah, I get around to it. But I don't go out my way to listen to anybody that I don't view as a top, in my opinion.
Yeah, someone who's not my favorite.
Yeah, someone who's not my favorite. I don't go out my way to listen to it.
No. Every once in a while, but someone who's not
Dylan's
my favorite.
Dylan's got a different smile to him.
Dylan's
got a different smile.
You can tell. He looked, made eye contact longer. Yeah, you're going to ask me about it?
He got a different smile.
Not asking you about it. Yeah. That thing's over. Everyone's going their different ways.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's got new music out. That's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Put some new music out. That's why people liked you in the first place.
Yes, not because they know you can't fight.
Yeah, not because of whatever other stuff, personality. No one cares.
They know you can't fight.
Put some songs out. Do a little dance, you know? That's what people are into it for. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us early. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We'll talk a little Georgia sports because there'll probably be a basketball question in there as well. And then some general college football. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.